With regard to compromise, I don't really see what the essence of the compromise is here. I consider that it's a compromise between those delegations that spoke in favor of the former text and a compromise with those who submitted the renewed, revised version. But this, in our opinion, still reflects their position. So I don't quite see how they have compromised here. I would also repeat that the use of the figure 39, 17, and 22, where's the rationale here if this is done to underscore the specific nature of the situation that has occurred this year surrounding the observers? Then we could agree to this position, but in that case, let's do so in a balanced way and also list those states who were not invited. I feel that would be a compromise. But if we don't agree to reflecting both lists, those who were invited and those who were not, then, well, we really do have to work on a different compromise. So we are suggesting a compromise on the basis of an approach that is linked to an endeavor to reflect the positive side of what the CD has achieved and not to simply put forward the position of a given group of states on this particular point. So, as I see a compromise here concerning your revised paragraphs 9 and 10, is what I expressed. And I understand that our suggestion to include the list of 17 states is not supported primarily by yourself, President. But we are prepared to work on paragraph 9 and 10. What are we suggesting? We're suggesting keeping the first and second sentences of paragraph 9, the third sentence, the views of delegation.
In the relevant plenary meeting records,
and then we would put a comma after records, and we would delete the beginning of the final sentence. Decisions on this matter are reflected in. And then there's the list of documents. After the comma, which I'm suggesting we add, we would write including, and then we would list those three documents. In paragraph 10, at the start of the first sentence, we would delete the figure 39 and replace it with the article the. So it'd be in response to the requests for participation. And then the conference invited the following non-member states to participate in its work without mentioning the number 22. That would be how we would see a compromise that you tried to express earlier. I hope that delegations will view our proposal with understanding and agree to it. I do not see a need to use the figure 22 because the list of